All today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. That, once again, freetalklive.com. A lot of times on this show, we're accused of being unfair to the police. In fact, last weekend, we had a cop call into the show and accuse us of, once again, you know, painting all the police with a broad brush, suggesting that all police were corrupt, which I didn't do. I didn't say that. I just suggested that the corruption is widespread. That's all. And that's based on my experience talking to actual police officers.
You know, all I have to say is do not speed around here.
Around here? Okay.
Anywhere.
I'll remember that. But, you know, we're accused of this all the time, and I just keep coming across stories of police abusing their power. And so I got to bring them to you, because it's important that you understand that this is not a group of people that's looking out for your best interest.
And studies have shown time and time again that authority is a dangerous thing. Like that, the mental concept of authority. It's dangerous for the people that have it, and it's dangerous for the people that listen to it.
You're right. Like the Stanford Prison Experiment and others.
That bad things can happen as a result. So at the very, very, very least, it is the job of an active press in the United States to keep an eye on authority, to point out when authority is abused. To show people that there are mistakes being made and that kind of thing. So at the very least, we are doing our jobs.
That's right. We also have to consider that there's many, many cases where they do their jobs correctly and we don't hear about it. But in those cases where they're not doing it, those have to be magnified because that keeps everything honest.
Yep, and corruption's one thing. Corruption is that's a whole separate issue from what we're about to talk about. Corruption, you know, that's where you've got cops that are taking cash, cops that are stealing drugs, cops that are just doing things that they're not supposed to do as police officers. But then you've got police violence, which is a whole separate ball of wax. And in Los Angeles today, we get to see it via YouTube and via online streaming video. They saw some serious, serious violence on the part of the police today. It was yesterday. The news is coming out today. The videos are hitting the internet today. This from the Associated Press. Police Chief William Bratton said Wednesday some of the police tactics to clear immigration protesters from MacArthur Park were inappropriate, as numerous news videos showed officers striking people with batons and firing rubber bullets into crowds that included children. Images showed police hitting a television cameraman to the ground and shoving people who were walking away from officers at Tuesday's demonstration. Some injured people were seen in the videos, including a Hispanic man with a bleeding welt on his stomach. Bratton promised an investigation and said he would discuss the matter further at a press conference on Wednesday. "Quite frankly, I was disturbed at what I saw," said Bratton. He said the actions of some officers were, quote, "inappropriate in terms of use of batons and possible use of non-lethal rounds fired." But how are you going to identify those officers, Mr. Bratton? They're all wearing black.
Right.
And their faces are obscured by these glassy sort of plasti masks.
I don't imagine their badges have their names on them that at a distance that you can read camera.
Not on a 480 line resolution camera, certainly
not. Sorry
not.
Nope.
The clash at MacArthur Park started after 6 p.m. when police tried to disperse demonstrators who'd moved off the sidewalk onto the street. Authorities said several of the few thousand people still at the rally threw rocks and bottles at the officers, which is something they always will claim. Whenever there's an example of police brutality caught on video, you can count on the police to claim, "Well, they threw a bottle. Well, they threw a bottle, so we could shoot them," which is what they always use that one. Who fired rubber bullets and used batons to push the crowd back onto the sidewalk. The director of the Central American Resource Center, Angela Sembrano, said police started moving in and forcing them out of the park, people with children and strollers. Several people, including about a dozen officers, were hurt. About 10 people were taken to hospitals for treatment of injuries, including cuts, authorities said. None of the injuries was believed to be serious. At least one person was arrested. The executive secretary-treasurer at the L.A. County Federation of Labor said the trouble was instigated by a group of anarchists. Once again, it's always the anarchists who get blamed. Whether they were actually anarchists or not, Who knows? Just because somebody's dressing in black and claiming to be an anarchist doesn't really mean
they are. If they're against the government, that doesn't make them an anarchist.
Not associated with the rally, they said. Spanish-language TV station Telemundo said one of its reporters and three camera operators had been injured and taken to the hospital by police. Several news crews got caught up in the skirmish. And from some of the video footage that I've seen, these cops are out of control. As soon as a bottle gets thrown, if that's indeed what really happened, and there's no, I mean, there's no evidence beyond the say-so of some of the cops that that actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the case is, whatever it is that instigates the violence on the part of the cops, once it starts, you better get out of their way. Because they aren't going to stop.
Right.
This is a park. This is a park, so weren't people throwing frisbees and balls, baseballs? And
sure, it was a protest and a family protest at that.
Right.
Sure.
So, I mean, maybe they saw something being thrown and thought it was a bottle and started shooting?
Who knows? Or maybe there was someone instigating something with the police. It's believable in a protest of several thousand people. There's certainly a chance that someone is going to be an instigator there. However, it should also be pointed out that it hasn't been unheard of for the police to insert an instigator. These are things they do, believe it or not. They'll have a plainclothes officer go into the protest and act as though he's one of the protesters, and then the plainclothes officer will start something with another one of the police.
Oh, come on. This sounds like a conspiracy theory, though.
This is not a conspiracy theory. This is a confirmed... These are confirmed occurrences. Whether this particular thing happened in this case, I don't know.
Right.
But these are confirmed occurrences where people have spotted undercover officers in the crowd doing these very things. And so, I don't know. Maybe it really wasn't. Let's give the cops a benefit of the doubt and say it really was some instigator starting stuff with the cops. Does that mean that it's appropriate to flush every single person out of the park with rubber bullets, tear gas, and other sorts of offensive devices?
It doesn't seem like it to me.
Wouldn't it make more sense to stop the person who's instigating, to, you know, put a stop to those specific individuals?
And if you threw a bottle at some police officers and they're all wearing Kevlar vests,
they laugh at you.
Nazi helmets and the face guarding shield thing. Don't you think they'd be okay?
You think?
I mean, it's answering with excessive
force. You hurt their pride,
force.
Though.
You scuffed my helmet, man.
Yeah.
It's answering with excessive force. If you got the guy who had the bottle, and I'm not saying I'd feel terrible for him or threw the bottle. I'm not saying I would feel terrible for him. But if you shot him a couple of times with rubber bullets, you'd still be using excessive force because he threw a bottle. How big is this bottle? Where did he get a bottle from?
You'd think the cops would behave themselves at least a little bit with knowing that there are cameras everywhere. In this case, it was more than just individuals with video cameras. There were news crews on the scene with their, you know, very many, many $1,000 news cameras that they had. And one of the reporters I was watching during the break, her report, she said that once the police forced them into their news van where they weren't allowed to take any further footage, they could hear the police yelling, "Double time, it's tussle time." Like, yelling excitedly. This, oh boy, guys, all right, hurry it up. We get to fight with people. We get to push people around. We get to hurt people.
Well,
yeah.
That's not, I mean, isn't that why they dress up in the helmets and the flak jackets?
They want to crack some heads.
The adrenaline junkies.
That's what they are. It's exactly what they are. They're dangerous thugs.
Having been around law enforcement a great deal, I would say that it's the most gung-ho that volunteer for these sorts of teams,
yeah.
These insertion teams.
There were
like
have you seen the footage? There were a lot of cops here.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the footage is very disturbing. You can actually see footage of them assaulting camera people, of them literally stripping cameras from people's hands and just knocking them onto the ground. I saw footage, and I'll have to watch it again to see if they throw the camera or if they just kick the camera. A, you know, like $10,000 news camera.
Mm-hmm.
They knock it out of a reporter's hands, a cameraman's hands, and then you see a cop just put a boot to it, and the camera like flies 6 feet in the away from where it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, I saw you reacting to that during the break.
I was also reacting to the damage that people were taking from these rubber bullets, welts, gaping wounds on the sides of people's chests, that sort of thing. This is completely uncalled for.
Insane.
And people will sit there and still say, well, we need the police. We need government police. These people are protecting us. They were not protecting a single person in that crowd yesterday. And it's absolutely disgusting.
They're protecting their power.
That's right. 800-259-9231. If you've got thoughts, If you were in L.A., we'd definitely want to hear from you. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. You're born to be wild on that chopped-out superbike. But with motorcycle laws relaxing, easy riders are learning just how hard the road can be. Literally. When I come back, we'll get your motor running while avoiding big bangs.
When it comes to cleaning your vehicle's injectors and combustion chambers, you have two choices. You can treat the problem with off-the-shelf retail products in pretty bottles with little or no result. Or you can use what professionals use with just one tank of fuel. It's called BG44K. You can find it at a shop near you at bgfindashop.com. So, if you want professional results, use a professional product. Remember, it's called BG44K, and you can find it at bgfindashop.com.
Hopper and Fonda knew from experience the joys of the open road. Now, with motorcycle popularity on the rise, Harley Hogs are looking for new ways to make recreational riding safer for their weekend easy rides. ABS systems, CO2 vests, and fully integrated airbag technology improve a rider's chances in an accident. And weight sensors deploy the equipment automatically to keep the rider with the bike. The result is fewer injuries caused by a close encounter of the hard kind with other vehicles and road surfaces. So go, be free. But if you live to ride, then ride to live by obeying traffic laws. I'm Bobby Likens. Likens, you'll love it. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features completely free, archives included, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com for your downloading convenience. And you should know that the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to hear and discuss the progress and the future of the Free State Project, as well as attend leadership and activist training seminars. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T freetalklive.com. And one of the things I'd like to see happen here in New Hampshire eventually, and I know that there are some people that are sort of slowly working towards this eventual goal, is the creation of a New Hampshire cop watch, or a Keene cop watch. Keene's the area of the state that we're living in. And I know there are some people that want to do this and others that are gearing up to do it in other parts of the state. But it's really important that when it comes to your so-called public servants, that you keep an eye on them, that they know they're being watched, that they are aware that any action that they take could have some consequences. In the case of what happened yesterday in Los Angeles, that's a situation where things have grown to the point the police department and the city of Los Angeles is so big, and the government has grown to the point where...
And they've gotten away with so much crap.
Right. Even when there are cameras around, it doesn't make a difference. In the case of the protest yesterday, I reviewed the video I was talking about. Not only were they shooting innocent people with rubber bullets who were trying to get away from the cops. They had tear gas out and everything. This was after, again, an immigration protest. The cops claimed someone threw a bottle at them, or they claimed there were some instigators, which apparently gives them the excuse to shoot just anybody that they want to shoot people, and don't forget, club them with batons as well. There's some really sick footage out there, and I'm sure there's going to be a thread on our BBS. I'll post a link to the story. I'm sure there's going to be a thread because there were people with video cameras all over this event yesterday.
That's and good. It looked like these people were trying to get away,
yes,
honestly.
Yes, they were. They were being shot.
These weren't people rushing towards the cop phalanx.
Nope.
That's right.
They were trying to get away.
And those batons weren't rubber like the bullets were.
They were either trying to get away or they were members of the news media trying to cover the event.
Right.
Unfortunately, and this may be a first. At least it's something I've never seen before. Usually when you see video footage of police brutality, you see it from the perspective of a protester who happens to have a video camera and catch some juicy footage. Typically, the news broadcasts, if the news broadcasters are reporting on an event like that, they'll typically take a safe side. They'll go and sort of angle towards the police on their reporting on the story. They'll let the police say whatever they want without rebutting it, and they'll show, you know, footage that's relatively positive towards the police. That tends to be how the news coverage is. But you start attacking news camera people, you start attacking news anchormen who are on the scene, which is what the cops did yesterday.
And things change.
Things are going to change.
That also shows how out of control they are to do that.
That's where I'm going with this, in that in New Hampshire, the cops aren't like this. Not yet. It hasn't gotten too big, too bureaucratic yet. It hasn't gotten to the point where we can't reel it back in, keep them under a watchful eye. In Los Angeles, they just don't care. In Los Angeles, someone throws a bottle. They claim that someone throws a bottle. That's an excuse to just start shooting and beating people and yelling things out in the air about how excited you are to be able to beat people senseless.
Now, Los Angeles has the reputation of having the most militaristic police in America.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. You know. They do. It was really interesting. About a month ago or so, I caught this segment on NPR, and they were interviewing U.S. soldiers over in Afghanistan. What I found really interesting was they were talking about the local police there because they were training the new police in Afghanistan, and they were saying, oh, yes, these local sheriffs, their loyalty is to the people of their communities, their towns, and we've got to change that, and the police are too nice, and we have to teach them how to yell people down and grab authority. And I thought, wow. It was really icky to hear this, and NPR presented this rather matter-of-factly, but it just goes back to this, is that, police are supposed to be there to protect and serve. Allegedly, to be peace officers, and instead they're creating war.
That's exactly what was going on yesterday. In fact, the Radio and Television News Association of Southern California called for an investigation, quote, and of course the chief of police is claiming he'll investigate. What they're going to investigate, I don't know. Because it's going to be very difficult to identify the officers in this video footage because there were so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
There was an army of police officers out there, and every single one of them was participating in the attack on unarmed, innocent people. Quote, there's evidence that officers knocked reporters to the ground. There's more than, I mean, there's real evidence. There's video footage of this happening. Used batons on photographers. And damaged cameras. I was wrong. They didn't kick the camera I talked about earlier. You can see very clearly in the footage an officer picks this camera up, which had already been knocked or taken from someone's hands, and you just watch him as he just tosses it into the dirt. It goes up in the air probably about 3 to 4 feet, flies out, and hits the dirt. Very dirty area. This is a multi-thousand dollar news camera.
$10,000 down the drain.
possibly motivated by anger over journalists photographing efforts by officers to control the movements of marchers. The mayor of Los Angeles, who was traveling during a trade mission, said the incident was a most unfortunate end to a peaceful day. Protesters, of course, marched across the country from Miami to Detroit to San Antonio. And again, I'll post this on our bulletin board system. I hope others will find some of the worst of the worst, if you will, clips from this particular protest, and also post those to the same thread so we can sort of have them all in the same place. That way everybody doesn't have to go out and look for them. But, man, this is some of the worst protest beating footage that I've ever seen, especially when they're attacking the, you know, credentialed news media.
Yeah, that part is really strange.
This government is absolutely out of control. We live in a police state.
Well,
how anyone can deny that, I don't know.
If we aren't there, we're sure on our way.
And we've talked often about the militarization of the police, and I think this is just some of that bubbling up in our faces, really, because this is going to come to other cities, too.
You know, the difference between us living in a police state or not is if you were sitting at home and didn't really, you know, care for Mexicans, you don't like Mexicans or you don't like illegal immigrants or whatever it is, and you were sitting at home comfy and cozy,
mm-hmm.
Then we don't live in a police state. But if you were one of the protesters out there protesting for immigrant rights or whatever, and you got a baton up to the side of the head, then we live in a police state.
Well, I'm sitting at home comfortably at the moment, but I also care about freedom, and I'm concerned with police brutality. So
I think
we live in a police state.
It's all a matter of perspective, right?
1-800.
If you don't believe it's a police state, then all you need is a baton up to the side of your head, and then you'll change your mind.
Or a baton to your camera, or having some thug in black knock a camera out of your hands and then push you to the ground, which is what happened. Or not only just, I mean, normally when you see news cameramen, normally, at least when I've seen them, they tend to be men. They tend to be big, sort of bigger guys, because those cameras are heavy, man.
Mm-hmm.
But there were female camera people that were being assaulted by the cops in this case. Video footage, very
now
clearly showing it.
You said those cameras were $10,000. I thought they were $30,000.
They could be more.
Okay.
I don't know.
I've heard $30,000 as the amount.
They absolutely could be more than that. Let's go to the phones and talk to Brian in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hey, guys. Hey, Wayne.
What's shaking, Colorado?
Hey, Wayne, why are you listening to NPR, dude?
NPR?
I always like to hear what the other side is saying.
Okay. You got to get the communist perspective. Bring it back, Brian. 800-259-9231.
I like NPR.
That is, it's boring.
But you got to know what they're thinking.
It's the sound of a goat.
You take control. Bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. And Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-552-1428.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-552-1428. That's 1-800-552-1428.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring us what you want. Get a toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free. The wiki included over 1,300 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. See it for yourself and edit it at your to your heart's content. wiki.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. rlc.org.
The cops are out of control in Los Angeles and around the country. What happened in Los Angeles yesterday at the immigration protests is just one example of a cavalcade of different examples of police brutality against innocent people who've not harmed anyone. They were just in the wrong place at the wrong time, and it's just getting worse. They are now attacking news people. They're not only are they pushing news people to the ground as well as the regular folk, but now they're taking cameras from them, throwing them down to the ground, throwing them into the dirt, doing thousands of dollars in damage, and there's no accountability. None whatsoever.
I don't know where you'd send one of those cameras to get repaired besides the company, and then that's going to cost you, having the dealer fix something. Come on.
I wonder if there are any illegal steroids involved here.
Certainly, that's not unheard of when it comes to the cops. Let's go back to Brian in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark.
Hey, guys. I'm not listening live. I listened to the podcast yesterday, and hopefully I haven't covered this, but Toby was talking about a special new holiday that the White House, said yesterday, some kind of a jingoistic flag-waving day on May 1st.
That's what's called, Loyalty Day.
Loyalty Day.
Loyalty
yes.
Day.
Loyalty Day. Well, the only thing I could think of when I was hearing this is that, you know, it's not a mystery to me at all. May 1st is the Socialist Workers' Day. This is the Day for socialism. And the White House had to know.
Yes.
They had to know that there were all kinds of protests, in particular this one in L.A., that were about to happen on May Day, you know, the glorious workers' holiday.
I didn't go in to mention that because May Day was originally just a celebration of spring. That's all it was. And the socialists took it over and turned it into, you know, their holiday. And
sort of like how the Christians took Christmas from pagans.
They took winter solstice and turned it into Christmas. But it's just an example of this government, U.S. government, dividing and conquering. You know, I'm sure they saw these workers' protests happening, and so they attempted to get, you know, all of the, you know, good people to be even more jingoistic than they usually are in order to fight off this invasion of the workers.
Mm. Yeah, and when you live in a socialistic society, you need holidays because you need to look something to look forward to.
Brian, any other thoughts?
Well, yeah, I was actually, I found myself in Copenhagen a few years ago on May 1st, on May Day. And I'm sitting there, let's see, I'm an American in a Mexican restaurant in the middle of Copenhagen surrounded by, you know, people speaking English. And I'm wondering, you know, hey, it's the middle of the day, why, you know, there's a bunch of kids there, college kids, you know, aren't you guys in school? Oh, no, it's a holiday today, you know, it's Workers' Day, you know, it's the great socialist holiday. I said, well, you know, aren't you, you know, out protesting and celebrating, you know, this holiday? Oh no, we're just smoking pot in the park.
Yeah.
That was a terrific holiday.
Not that there's anything wrong with smoking pot in the park, but
like I said, they need something to look forward to.
There you
Whatever
go,
you
Brian.
Can do to celebrate, man.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you've got thoughts or if you were in Los Angeles, he was calling about May Day. I figured he was talking, wanting to talk about the protests. In fact, he actually sent in some videos of the various different videos of the police just clubbing people and shooting people and being awful yesterday. And again, we'll try to get those up online. If they're not already there, I'm sure probably they are. I'm sure someone's already started a thread at pbs.freetalklive.com.
Well, knowing Los Angeles, there are probably a few people in that crowd that liked it.
Okay.
Well, you live there, my friend.
Let's go
to David in Montana, listening on
that.
KGEZ. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, David.
Hey, yo. Hey, the one guy must have looked at the screen there, because that's what I called in about the roids. I bet you they were on steroids. I think just like professional sports, the police should be subjected to steroid use. Because
yeah,
then they're not
all be on steroids. I mean, they
they should just every month they should have to take a pee test to see if they're on it. Because
a lot
know,
of them pump, you know.
A number of them are on. It's true. It's not been
because
unheard of for cops
you know,
to be on steroids.
They get the advantage, you know, like in football or baseball. You know, they got to rule over us, so they want to be like, you know, Superman.
So the batons and the armor and the weapons—that's not enough of advantage.
Pushing women to the ground with a camera in her hand, you know. I think a real man wouldn't do that, and you got to be on roids or something to get into that state of mind.
Well, Wayne hit it on the head. If they're not on steroids, and a number of them, some of them are, most of them probably aren't. They're not on steroids, maybe, but they're definitely high on adrenaline. We've heard directly from cops. I've talked to them personally. Mark, you were there, I think, when this one cop admitted it.
They should be checked for meth or something.
It's adrenaline's even more
the
of an addiction.
Nazis used meth, you know, to run across Europe and everything. So,
well, Dave, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Look, adrenaline—you can say meth or steroids, and those are all external drugs. Adrenaline's inside you, and it has to do with, and it's released when there's really exciting things and scary things going on.
It has to be progressive. Like, for instance, if you got a big adrenaline rush by going up in front of your classroom and leading the Pledge of Allegiance for everybody, well, if you did that every day, at some point it becomes normal. The first time I got on the radio, I thought I was going to pass out. Really, my vision came down to just in front of me. I was talking on the radio to tens of thousands of people. I'm going to die. Well, now I do it every day,
no
and
biggie.
It's not that big of a deal.
Right.
I'm not getting an adrenaline rush right now. So you have to increase what it is that you get your adrenaline rush from. If you get it by beating people up, then that's what, you're going to have to beat up more people.
Our perfect example, our friend Barry Cooper at NeverGetBusted.com, and also one of our newest advertisers,
mm-hmm.
When he was on our show, former drug task force officer, one of the most successful, quotes around it, drug and interdiction guys in the country, he pointed out that when he started with the police, you know, he would get that adrenaline rush from writing a ticket. Because you're still in that sort of uncertain situation. You don't know who's driving that car. It could be violent, et cetera. There's all these uncertain circumstances. And so he got that adrenaline rush after writing tickets or during writing the tickets. And then, of course, he acclimated himself to it. And then he needed something else. He needed to escalate. He needed to have something else. So it got so extreme that he would leave people uncuffed. Like he'd bust a Coke dealer or something like that,
mm-hmm.
and then just leave them uncuffed on the hopes that they would get up and try to run.
So he could kick some butt.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, you know, so not only did Barry Cooper tell us that, you and I talked to a former DEA agent, Mark, in person, who told us that.
Mm-hmm.
I asked him, well, didn't you realize that this war on drugs wasn't working? Oh, yeah, sure, I knew that. Well, why'd you keep doing it? Well, I love the adrenaline. I loved the feeling of kicking in people's doors.
Well, he said in that same meeting that he felt terrible about arresting people for marijuana smoking, mm-hmm. but he did it anyway.
Yeah. And he kicked it, and he was one of those guys that really loved being on the, you know, the raid teams where they would bust into people's houses because that's the highest of the highs. That's the most adrenaline-fueled situation that you could possibly get into. You're in someone else's home, and you are attacking those people.
And I think any of us who got into that situation, if let's just say you ended up being a police officer, Ian, just try to imagine for a minute, you might actually get sucked into that, too. It's not that difficult.
Right. It's a drug. It really is. And that's what we saw in Los Angeles yesterday. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Would love to hear from somebody that happened to be at the Los Angeles protest. I don't know what the odds are that anyone's listening in that particular case. But it's just sick. It's absolutely sad. If you want to defend the cops on this, I'd like to hear from you as well. At 800-259-9231. But before you call in to defend the police in a general sense, go and watch some of those videos. And watch the cops cracking their batons over people's heads and attacking news reporters and that sort of thing. And then you defend them. It's Free Talk Live.
Summer is once again just around the corner. And as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Craig Walcott, chartered financial consultant and host of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program and million-dollar earner in the network marketing field since 1989. I certainly know what it takes to succeed. I also know without proper tools, your chance for significant income in the network marketing field can quickly fade. The sad truth is that 99% of the people who enter network marketing will never spend the time nor money to develop the skills they need. That's where MLM Incorporated steps in. No matter what network marketing venture you're involved in, MLM Incorporated can provide you the successful tools you need to truly succeed. A subscription to MLM Incorporated will provide you access to the 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Network Marketing Seminar, where you will learn to perform at a level you never thought possible. Radio, TV, internet, direct mail will all be at your fingertips. Weekly training calls, no additional charge. Plus so much more can't be mentioned in 60 seconds. Visit MLMIncorporated.com to hear how you can become one of the elite income earners in the network marketing field. MLMIncorporated.com, where your success is guaranteed.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control. Bring up what you want toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. That again, freetalklive.com. But we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, as over 370 of our listeners have decided to do. And more are joining every single day, which is really exciting because AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is simple. The idea is if you like Free Talk Live, you like the fact that we give away all of our features on our website for free, then maybe you want to pony up $3 a month to help us out. We take that money in and we turn it around into promoting Free Talk Live. We get the show on more radio stations. We get more internet people, internet listeners on board with the program, and thereby more people hearing the message of freedom and liberty as much as possible.
You make it sound like it's a donation or something. It's a contribution. It's the joining of a club. It's like a Free Talk Live fan club. You get your own special call-in line. You get access to a amplifiers-only message board. What are the other benefits? There's a couple more. You get archives that we release on a pretty regular basis.
Special classic archives.
Yes, yeah. Classic archives.
There's some perks there. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.
So, I mean, I don't know. $3 a month, that we give far more in value than
anybody
we get
else.
$3. I think it's well worth it.
Yeah.
I think it's a club membership that's well worth it. I don't know if I'd call it a contribution.
We've had people that have been on board with the AMP program from the very beginning, which is pretty awesome. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com, find out how you can help out the show. It is definitely something that goes to assist the program because it's not going to paychecks. Whereas the membership areas of the, like Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck and all those other big talk shows, that money goes into their general fund and they pay their employees and they pay their talk show hosts a percentage of it. Doesn't work that way with Free Talk Live. All of it gets reinvested right into the show. amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. You bring up what you want. It is Bill in Idaho. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Bill.
Hey, yo,
hey.
Adrian. This is actually unbelievable. Your previous guest.
He does. It does kind of sound like Rocky.
Yeah.
He's cool, though, isn't he?
He's very brave, and he's an excellent father and a true patriot. And I'm glad that you.
Are you calling from? Are you calling from Montana?
Oh, I'm calling from Idaho. We're all
Idaho.
Over.
I see.
Everybody knows everybody up there, Mark.
Apparently.
So what's on your mind?
I would espouse that everybody listens to that interview with Tenet on NPR. And if you can,
Which interview is this?
I'm sorry?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
George Tenet.
What
George Tenet was interviewed on NPR, National People's Radio, the same design.
And George Tenet's the CIA dude?
Yeah.
The CIA dude.
He's just written a new book, tell-all book about his involvement in the war.
Now, why do we want to watch this interview? Why would I be interested in watching some former bureaucrat speak?
Well, that would be your basis for an excellent 10-hour program with Peter Lance, who would tell you that everything that fell out of that gentleman's face today had the smell of feces on it. He's a liar. And
Tennant's a liar? No, sure, I'm sure he is.
He's a former bureaucrat. He's a professional liar.
You have a way with words. Top-level bureaucrat.
And a villain, only by virtue of the fact that he very, very effectively brought, quote-unquote, Al-Qaeda, which they created anyway, brought agents in and out of the country, covered them, had them working for the CIA, as well as the FBI, and all the way over to the Green Beret training facility.
Interesting allegations. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. You know, I don't know if they're true or not, but when it comes to the CIA and the FBI, they've certainly done some spooky things in the past.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's continue with the calls. It's the Free Marketeer on the Amplifier line calling from Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark.
Hi, I'm actually calling from Houston.
Yes.
I just wanted to differentiate there, but right. I'm
Houston
actually,
is in Texas?
In reference to yesterday's show.
Okay.
All right, so someone was talking about the Roman Wars.
Yeah, the Punic Wars.
Between the Romans and the mercenaries, armies, right? And you guys were hypothesizing about the reasons for their ultimate defeat.
Okay.
Penultimate defeat. I think freedom is universal and ultimately will come to pass, but penultimately, they lost, I think, primarily because they lacked the information, right? So in today's world, it's totally possible for a private company to send out their own satellite and, you know, gain the information that would have caused those mercenary armies to invest properly the amount of funds necessary to prevent the penultimate Roman defeat.
So you're saying if they had what we have today, then it wouldn't have gone quite the same way.
Well, it was an information cost problem that we have overcome today, but you know we have our own problems today as well. So then,
are you someone that, I mean, judging by your name, Free Marketeer, I presume that you are pretty confident that the marketplace can handle national defense purposes or defense.
Absolutely,
in general.
And I always think the failings of the free market will always be better than the failings of government.
Right, you know, it's not perfection, but it's in a lot of cases it's better than what we have.
Well, right, because unlike the government, when the government fails,
every case, because the free market is based on voluntary interaction.
Right, it's self-healing.
Action is always based on coercive.
That's where
nature.
I was going to go, Wayne. I was going to point out it's a self-correcting thing. If a company is failing, they'll either correct their mistakes
exactly.
or they're going to go out of business. And then if they go out of business, then somebody else is going to step into the marketplace and try to take their former customers and serve them in the way that they want to be served. Whereas
right,
the government,
now,
when
with,
they
with
fail,
government regulations, we have so many barriers to entry that private entrepreneurs can't compete effectively with big business / corporate.
I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens, and I think it's inevitable. I don't know how soon, but I think it's inevitable that someone will come up with some sort of a private defense organization that will defend from government attacks. And I wonder what
happening.
The government's response is going to be.
It's already happening. There are private entrepreneurs out here in the Woodlands, Texas, that are trying to set up private defense agencies to provide the services that the police force here in Harris County is not providing. It's already happening.
They should get out of the Texas woods and come here to the woods of New Hampshire.
Well, you know, it's one thing to protect against, offer a private security company. I mean, there's a lot of those around. It's another thing to...
Protection from government.
Right, to have your private security company protect me from government agents who might, crack down on me, and especially if I'm doing something that would draw their attention.
Well, that's going to draw their attention. Anybody that creates an agency like that, or a private business like that, really looking forward to seeing what their response will be. Let's go to Abel in Nebraska. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Hey, Abel.
Hey, gentlemen. Hey, I just wanted to commend y'all on what you're doing. You know, it's a very brave thing to do in modern America to stand up and scream for freedom, you know.
Thanks. Someone had to do it.
I just have to say it's a very brave thing. I also had some ideas on free market defense after listening to your podcast from last night.
Yes, sir.
You know, on numerous occasions I've heard y'all say that, you know, in a free society, you know, socialists would be completely free to get together in their little communes and, you know, do whatever it is that, you know,
yeah, they
is
can share all the crap
they do.
Want.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and so long as everybody agrees to it, then it'd probably work out for them. You know, but what I'd like to say is that, you know, in a totally free society, people who had a desire to get together and train for the common defense would be able to do that without the government coming in and you know telling them, oh, you're a militia, or you know you're running a training camp, you know
or going after them with weapons charges. Guns.
Yeah, exactly. You know, people would be able to get together and do that. And so I would envision that you would see in some states, you know, societies popping up, something akin to ancient Sparta in Greece, you know. These people would be able to get together, train constantly for the common defense, and these people would be who we'd actually call on, you know, when the time came for
us
to be able to stand toe-to-toe with a state-sponsored army. And
I can actually see Wayne doing that. You know, our co-host here is one of these big Aikido kind of guys, and you'd like that, wouldn't you, Wayne? You'd out there practicing in your loincloth with your hairy back. You'd be doing that crap, wouldn't you?
You bet. I'd have my helmet on, too.
Hey, I think you're absolutely right. I do the same thing, man. You know, I've got a martial arts class that I'm about to go teach right now, so I'll let you
know. Do you have a hairy back, too? Do you have a hairy back, too?
Very, very, very hairy, man.
Excellent.
Man, that's not how I wanted to end an hour with that imagery.
You know,
thank you, Abel.
You just don't have any hair on your back yet. Believe me, you'll get some.
You think so?
Yeah.
He said that we were brave for every night getting on and talking about freedom, and I don't feel a lot of bravery. As a matter of fact, when it comes to standing up to the government, I'm not real brave at all. But hey, how long have we been doing this show? For 4 years?
Almost five years now?
This
is going to be our fifth full year.
You know, no guy in black suit and sunglasses ever knocked on my door and say,
not yet.
Mark Edge, I'm going to have a talk with you. I mean, they haven't.
I understand where people are coming from, and I appreciate it, and I just hope to inspire others to have the courage to stand up in their own personal lives and hopefully move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project and stand beside everyone. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Are you?